This is Jan Goodman, and I am the convener of the Personnel Committee for Pacifica, and we are also on the stream is Maskila.
Maskila, yes, Washington.
Maskila, Washington. And did somebody else pop on just now?
Yes, this is Rhonda Garner.
Oh, Rhonda Garner. How wonderful. Okay, well, maybe we will actually be able to have a meeting here. Because if we have one more person, and Alex said he would get on. So let's take roll. So it's Jan Goodman. Okay, and Rhonda Garner, you're here. Maskila, Washington, is here. And why don't we just wait a second, and we'll have Alex Steinberg on, and we will actually have quorum. So we can actually have a meeting. But while we have everyone here, we just made a plan for the next meeting to be Monday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Would that work for you, Rhonda? So it's an hour earlier than normal.
What time, when?
Monday, November 13th at 7:30 Eastern Standard.
I believe it will. I'm checking KPFTX. They're having Bob's and Bill's trials that week, I think. But y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead, and I'm checking.
Do they have their meeting on Monday?
I don't know when they are. It's kind of. Hold on, please. No, normally we have our board meetings on Wednesdays, but it seems like I saw where they're having one November 4th, 6th.
This is Otis. There's nothing scheduled for the 13th of November on the calendar.
Yes, okay. Yes, I can do it the 13th.
Great.
It's already scheduled, right?
Well, we were just
I'm looking at it, KPFTX. That's the only meeting I see for that day.
Is what?
Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee.
Oh, okay, because we just made the decision to do it. Can you do it an hour earlier than usual? So instead of being at what every time you normally would meet at.
Yes, I can make myself available.
Okay, good. Okay, so I just contacted Alex, so if he can join us, then we'll have quorum for the first time. That being the case, Otis, you could probably just leave us on the stream, right?
If you're going to have a meeting, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll actually have a meeting, amazingly enough. You know what? Hold on. Let me just call Alex directly and conference him in. Hold on. Rhonda, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maskila, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. So now we're all on the line. We're all on the stream. So we have, now I can call Alex Steinberg. Are you here?
I'm present.
Okay. David Beaton? Not present. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Andrea, what's your last name? Turner, are you there? No, okay. So we have present Dan Goodman, Rhonda Gardner, Maskila Washington, and Alex Steinberg. And absent is Andrea Turner and David Beaton. So we have quorum. So thank you very much. And Otis, you can leave us on the stream. We'll have our meeting. Okay. Thank you. And Alex, we were just discussing the fact that we've set the next meeting, if it's okay with you, for Monday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is an hour earlier than normal. Is that
okay? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, great. So, we have an agenda. Let's make an agenda here. And the two things on the agenda that I propose a resolution to advertise the executive director position, and with a job description, and another resolution to consider hiring a search firm to aid in obtaining a candidate for the executive director position. Is there anything else that we want to put on this agenda? So we have Maskila.
Maskila.
Say it again.
Maskila.
Maskila.
Right.
Is that better?
That's better.
It's Maskila. Is that better?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's better.
Better. Okay, say it again.
Maskila.
Maskila.
Right.
Maskila.
You got it.
Okay. Maskila. All right. So Maskila proposed some additional items to put on the list of things that we're hoping for in a executive director position, and I worked a little bit also, so I'm going to send that to everybody right now so we can.
Do you have the do you have the motion for hiring an HR firm? Do you have that draft motion? Do you have that? I can send that to everyone.
Oh yeah, why don't you send that to everyone, and I will send this to everyone.
Okay,
that's great. Okay, so we have. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Could you give me the names of the people again? I have Andrea, Alex, Jan, Rhonda, and who else?
David Beaton, Jan, Rhonda, Musk.
David is the person I was missing.
Not Ann, Andrea. Okay, I just sent this off. And I'm also going to send the job description, which I'm wondering if we can leave the job description as it is and use this other description as the as an ad description. We use both of them, but we don't have to try to combine them.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can you hear me? This is Maskila.
Yes.
I really think that we should consult with someone, even in putting out the job description. I think that we are in dire straits right now. And I am not certain that this job description, even if whichever one we use, should not be used unless and until a professional understands the position that we're in right now, that we could very well lose everything. And we really need someone who has experience in recovery. And I don't think that we should, as non-professionals in the HR field, come up with a job description that we post somewhere without having a professional review it. We'll get the same thing that we've been getting for the last 40 years, and I think we really need to change up so we get somebody competent who can do the job.
Okay. So
this is Rhonda Garner. I'd like to be on the stat.
Okay, Rhonda. And you know what? If anybody else would like to chair this meeting, I'm just the convener, and you know, this is practically this is the first meeting I think that we've had that we've even had a quorum. So I am not in any way feeling like I need to be chair. So I'll continue to be chair, or we can have somebody else be chair.
I'm not interested in being chair.
Neither am I. So
okay.
Jan, if you, I'm okay with Jan.
I am willing. I'm only willing. But you know, obviously, we all know that this has to be done. So, okay. So Rhonda.
Okay. I am not a professional in any way, shape, form, or fashion. With regards to being part of this committee. So once again, I find that we are needing to make decisions that we're not qualified to make. So I could be really off base here, but what I want to share is, considering the situation that we're in right now, are we just spinning our wheels and even talking about posting the job? I don't know that we have any money to pay someone to do it. And so maybe that's a naive question, but I really need to know. I mean, I think it's more realistic possibly that we hire some type of turnaround team or recovery specialist, like Myskela had mentioned. And I just don't know, so I just want to start the conversation.
So I also believe that we need a turnaround firm or a turnaround person or something serious. And I have a little of a report to make on that subject, and actually one referral that looks like it could be excellent for us. So,
is that the one that Grace gave you?
This one here, no, this is, this one here was referred by Mark Hand.
What I'm talking about, he sent it to Grace too.
Oh, Livingston and Associates?
Yeah, LivingstonAssociates.net, yes. He sent it to people that he, I asked him on a telephone call. Grace was on the call, and he sent it to her and Nancy Sorden, and Grace sent it to me as well. So I have that. I'm also checking to see whether or not he knows of any other. I'd like to have three, if at all possible. But he did send, as far as I know, one. So I see that as a possibility. But I don't think we can do it on our own. And as I agree with Rhonda, in that we need a professional to look at this, or else, and we need to be able to pay this professional, or else we just all throw in the towel and let Pacifica go down the drain. If we're not willing to come up with the money that we need in order to pay a professional to do this search, then just throw in the towel, throw up our hands, and turn around and leave everything to fate. But we really do need someone who can be on it. I don't know whether Pacifica has ever hired an HR firm to search for an executive director. Do you know?
I have no clue.
Alex, do you know if he's still on the line?
Alex, are you there? I think he's
okay.
Doing something else at the same time.
Yeah, but we really in this condition that we're in, we really need to look to someone to help us out of it, out of the pit. We're in a pit right now.
So here's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly like to hire somebody. No question about it. You know, if we can't hire somebody, we still need to. I would like to hire somebody I would like to hire a search firm. Okay? I would like to hire a whatever kind of assistance we need to get a really person. You know, if we can't hire somebody, then that's another story. But I too agree that this makes the most sense because we're in a situation that we need as much help as we can get. I guess I'm just sending this Livingston and Associates group, and then I will send some additional turnaround firms that we can look at. Here is, I asked Grace if she could look, you know, help us look, because I am over my head in other things relating to Pacifica. So I'm going to just forward these a list of firms and another firm, so we can just.
I must say, I do like what Livingston Associates has for their. I don't know what you call it, but when they say we believe in diversity, innovation and diversity are key factors in the success of public media. Livingston Associates is committed to seeking diverse applicants for, you know, and I guess it goes on to something else. But that short, two sentences or a sentence and a half is helpful. And I do have, Mark just sent me a contact at that firm. So we do have someone that we can talk to if only by email at that firm.
Yes, I they looked so cut out for us. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, as much as a firm could look mm-hmm. to me, you know, to be to not be just for us. But the fact, mm-hmm. I agree with you, Muscula. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So I think that we should pursue that. I actually called Tom Livingston and left a message.
Okay.
To, you know, find out, to see if I, how much information I could find out, how much it would be likely to cost. Now,
right.
I also talked with Mark Hand about various possibilities and relating to what public media can do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he said was that they could, you know, we're talking to them about putting together a loan package
mm-hmm.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they could build into the loan package a number of things. And let me say, first of all, for our purposes, practically the most important is that they could build into it the first year's payments on the loan so that we have time to do whatever else we're going to do, you know, whether it's sell a building or swap a signal or whatever it is, mm-hmm. that we have time to do that within that year so that we can pay for the building loan. But he said we could also build into that loan, you know, for instance, paying for a search firm or paying for services to help us get turned around. And P.S., I will put this in here just because I thought it was a great idea, not relevant to our meeting today, but you guys we could either talk about it afterwards or chew on it for tomorrow, that one of the other things they could build into it was perhaps prepaying the Empire State Building future payments like, as part of the negotiation, saying, we'll prepay the next 2 years of lease payments if you will reduce them to $12,000 to $15,000 a year, and we'll add that to it in cash right now so that we don't have lease obligations for the future. They know that they have their money, and then we just have to pay back the loan, but it would be reduced from that crazy, you know, $50,000 to $70,000 a month. But anyway, but the point is that Marcan, the relevant part for us is that he could build into a loan hiring a search firm and maybe, you know, some kind of payments for the executive director for a little teeny while at least. So that
that makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like if we're gonna, you know, I think everybody on the PNB realizes that we need to turn something around. I mean, if anybody doesn't realize it, I think we may all have different ideas about what needs to be turned around, but I think we all know that the direction we're heading is not getting us anywhere, except further in debt. So, should we, while we're here at this meeting, jointly look at these other search firms? Do we divide up looking at the search firms? What should we do? What should we do from here? Because I think we want to at least try to move this forward as quickly as possible. And I agree, Maskila, that we're not going to be able to do all this all in my fantasy land world of, you know, a month and a half. Rhonda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm eating. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm listening, but I muted my phone.
Look, you know what? We all have to eat, and we have many things to do, so I'm fine. I cook when I'm on these meetings. I do whatever I have to do, because otherwise there's no time to do any of it. I opened up the strategic management part, this turnaround firms, which is one of the it's a list of turnaround management firms.
Yeah, I see.
It's a pretty long list.
Yeah.
Should we, like, each take some number of them so that we at least have a little bit of a choice?
Well, are you looking at the 12 outstanding turnaround management firms? Oh, this says for 1993. Oh, well, okay. I don't know if they're still around even.
Okay, I opened up, it says outstanding turnaround management firms, turnaround and workouts newsletter, news for people. It doesn't say anything about 12. And then it has, and then it says turnaround and workouts newsletter analyzes the industry and provides lists annually of the outstanding firms for various constituencies and working in the bankruptcy, corporate renewal, investment turnaround, blah, blah. That's mm-hmm. the one I'm looking at.
Well, there is at the bottom of this is something called this. I guess it's a firm, Strategic Management Partners, and it
yes.
says the list twice. So that
yes.
must be a company, Strategic Management Partners. So I mean, I wouldn't mind checking those. You know, I wouldn't mind checking that out.
Okay.
And. And really, I'd also like to check out Tom at also would like to check him out, their firm out, Livingston Associates.
Should we try to set up a phone meeting?
Yeah,
with
that's a good
him?
idea. That's a good idea. Can we set up a phone meeting with some of the people that we speak with? Rhonda, I don't know what your time looks like. Mine is tight, but I am definitely willing to do this. You know, see what things look like. And does location make a difference? Like, I see a lot of New York firms located in New York City, and then one in Los Angeles. Like I said, I don't know whether or not it makes a difference as far as location is concerned. I'm sure these people have access to the country as far as recruiting is concerned. I see another, Chrysalis Management in L.A., Durkee, Charlotte. Let's see. I just have no idea on how, but listen, I intend to talk to as many people as possible at these firms to see which one would help us. I mean, give them a brief description of what we're doing, what we're going through, and see whether or not they can honestly assist us find someone at this time.
So here's my thought.
Huh?
And that is, presumably, calling someone, calling or emailing. I see what this is here. So Strategic Management Partners was listed in this newsletter as the outstanding turnaround management firms.
Right.
They were one of the firms listed,
right,
and in this turnarounds and workouts newsletter, and they are republishing it, saying, "Look, we're among the top firms in the country." That's what this list. Right. This is what this list is here.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, it seems to me that some turnaround firms are going to be specializing in turning around grocery stores, and some are going to specialize in turning around, you know, other kind, you know, technical firms and whatever. There's, you know, I'm sure they have people who are specialized in different areas. Then there may be some that, you know, turn around, you know, are more generalists. And
well,
I'm wondering, clearly, Tom Livingston and Associates, they are specializing in public media.
Exactly. That's what I would be looking for.
So I'm just wondering if there's any others. And so maybe if you call the Strategic Management Partners, Inc., and say, we're interested in somebody who's, you know, familiar with media, or especially public media, because, you know, it's a big difference between a radio station that sells advertising to keep its doors open and one that, you know, doesn't, basically. So, and then that's different from every other thing. So maybe if you called and asked if they specialize in what we're doing, and if they know of any others that do.
Gotcha. No problem.
Okay. So I think that might at least narrow down the field. And we could also ask Mark Hand if he knows of any other firms besides the Livingston one.
I asked him, and that was the only one he knew.
Okay.
Okay, listen, what I plan to do is call as many of these firms on this list as possible.
Okay.
And ask them about public media. I think that's like a short thing, a short, very quick question, pretty much. Regarding their experience in handling public media. And like I said, I'll call as many as possible, and I will make a report on Tuesday. When did we say? Monday, right?
Monday.
The 13th. At our next meeting, the 13th. That gives me enough time. Did we say we would have a working?
Let's
the 13th.
Just have
that would give me enough time.
Yeah, we're gonna have we'll just check in next week to see where we are.
Okay, good enough. That works.
Here's what I would also say. I'll call Tom Livingston. Now, I would like, I'm sure everybody would like it, if I can call him and get him to just have a little discussion with us on the phone.
Yeah, for the 13th, that would be great.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask him if he can do that.
That works.
And if we have anybody else who we have as...
If I come up with anybody else, I'll ask them also. Maybe give everybody 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, let's just try to make sure that they are, like, really a hot prospect to do it.
Gotcha.
You know, in other words, we don't want to just have somebody who's a great turnaround firm, but if it's between... But they don't have any particular expertise. Now, it could be they don't have particular expertise, but they sound like they would be really good. Okay, fine. I mean, we don't have to, pre-screen them, but I'm just saying at least we want only want to talk to people who we really think are likely that sound great.
Right.
Since we have somebody who does sound great and is recommended.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
All right. Maybe
okay.
We should just go in this direction. Okay.
All right.
Question. Do we want to bring this question up to the PNB about finding a firm, or do we want to just go ahead and have somebody that we're going to highly recommend before we get everybody and their brother saying yay or nay?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I missed that.
I was going to say, we have a resolution saying that we're going to look for this, or should we just look for it and say that, we've been delegated to...
We have a stronger argument to make for an HR firm.
Right. Do we want to wait and do we want to have somebody have a firm that we want to recommend or two firms that we want to recommend before we get into the vast discussion of it?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right. So we can just wait on having a resolution.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm willing. And I looked at the bylaws, by the way, and there's nothing in the bylaws that says you have to do it this way or that way or the other way.
Gotcha.
So I feel comfortable about that.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then we'll check in with each other next week, and we have a meeting scheduled.
An official meeting,
November 13th at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Is this it?
Pardon me?
Get off the phone now?
Oh, I guess we can. I guess in committees you don't have to have a formal motion to adjourn, but.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Any objection? Okay.
No. Thank you, Muskita, for
thank you, Rhonda.
Okay.
Have a good holiday if you're on. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.